This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Several school districts carried out remote learning relatively well compared to their national counterparts. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The national analysis looked at 477 school systems, urban, rural, affluent, high poverty. Boulder, Denver, Aurora, and Canyon City were part of the analysis. Researchers say those districts set clear expectations and encouraged live, real-time teaching where possible. Just one in three districts nationwide did so. The report found affluent districts were twice as likely as high poverty districts to expect teachers to deliver real-time lessons. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado continues to see a large number of cannabis-involved traffic accidents since recreational pot became legal 6 years ago. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
In 2018, more than 13% of drivers involved in fatal crashes tested positive for cannabis, CDOT says. A two-year study found regular cannabis users considered driving under their influence to be less dangerous. It also found that many users are highly skeptical of policies about driving while high. Respondents said they're interested in learning things like how long to wait before driving, but they didn't like messages they perceived as overstating the dangers of driving high or stereotyping users. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
A Senate-passed bill to overhaul policing is getting a final major committee hearing in the Colorado House today. It would ban chokeholds, require body cams, and limit use of force. 75 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.